Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Hello, and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. My name is Kyler Cheatham. I'm your host today. And for the spirit of the holidays in today's episode, we are going to talk about specifically how small to medium-sized businesses can optimize their operations for this holiday season. Joining me for the conversation today is Dave Beldick, Senior Manager here at Third Stage Consulting Group. Welcome, Dave.
Hi, Kyler.
And happy holidays to you and yours.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. You too. You look like you got your holiday earrings on today.
I know, right? I went with, for those who are listening on our audio platforms, I went with big, chunky gold holiday earrings today. I felt like, you know, just getting festive. So, excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I think this is such an important topic just because a lot of times we've talked about the supply chain and just overall challenges for kind of larger industries and what their experience might be, or that they have the ability to maybe put a lot of capital behind labor shortages or operation optimizations or technology. So we wanted to focus today specifically on our small to medium business community and kind of help them through a really tough time to be a small business right now. So if you don't mind, would you just give us a quick introduction and kind of take us through the work you do at Third Stage?
Yeah, so at Third Stage, I mean, in general, we help companies that are trying to make decisions about like implementing ERP and digital transformation. And so a lot of what we do is just kind of provide guidance and support. You know, we act as a sounding board many times. I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, we've got that independent view. So we don't have any skin in the game in terms of we don't get kickbacks and stuff like that. So when people want to know, you know, what's the best software for me or what's the best system integrator or whatever, we can give a pretty honest answer because we don't, like I said, we don't have any kind of kickbacks or anything. So our whole interest is in trying to give whatever's the right fit for your particular situation. So that's what we do. We try to use our experience and knowledge to guide them in the right direction. And all we're really trying to do is help them be as successful as they can be. And that's our whole pitch in this arena here, really, is just to kind of be as forthright and helpful and honest as we can be.
Absolutely. And you yourself are kind of an operations specialist, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, most of my background is in operations and ERP space and mostly in some of the big ERP stuff. So yeah, I've got a lot of supply chain and manufacturing experience and been involved in a lot of large projects and large and small projects. So
we're excited to hear about some of that today and see if we can't garner some really important insights for our small to medium businesses. So what's it like to be a small to medium business at this kind of season of life with the COVID-19 pandemic and our supply chain challenges right now?
Yeah, it's an interesting time because you got the holidays and the whole COVID thing going on all at the same time. And sometimes the lines blur, but I still think it comes down when you kind of take a look at what you're trying to do. I look at it as, you know, I got to get my hands on whatever goods I need to do with it, whatever it is I do. If I'm a manufacturer, I need to have my raw materials, right? Or if I'm in the service industry or something, I might need spare parts. If I'm in retail, I got to have a good supply. So either way, I got to have a supply. Then I've got to be able to have my employees that I can do, you know, that I can, again, do whatever it is that I do. If I manufacture, then I make the stuff. And if I'm a retailer, then I'm putting it on the shelves and trying to sell it. And then it comes down to distribution. So it's kind of that, you know, how do I get my hands on my supplies? How do I process the stuff and how do I get it to to the end customer there. Those are the three things I kind of think about. And if you kind of look at what's happened over the past year, and as we come into the holiday crunch time, some of the things that you face is, you know, you've got that like at Christmas time in general, I forget about COVID and all that stuff in general, you know, people want their stuff at Christmas, right? Yeah. So a day after Christmas is not good, right? So they really are dying to get their hands on their stuff when they want it. And so you've got some industries that are kind of dealing with that, you know, and then there's the other industries that are like the last thing in the world anyone wants to do. Like if somebody were doing a renovation or something like that and they wanted to get it done before Christmas, that would be great. But they do not want their house tore up during Christmas, right? Sure. So you got some of those that are like that too, that are like, they know at right in the heart of the season, they're going to be completely dead, while other ones are going to be going frantic and crazy. So kind of knowing where you are in that space and kind of having your employees understand what's going to be expected of them and then is kind of the big deal there.
Yeah, definitely. So sometimes in small businesses specifically, someone can wear a lot of hats and there might not be a specialized IT team or an operations team or those types of things. So when you're talking about kind of understanding that ebb and flow in your demand or your overall servicing schedule, how do you best understand that when that might not be kind of your bread and butter that you do every day?
Yeah, I think, you know, it does come down, if you've done this before, like if you've got a history, if this is not your first year in business, mm-hmm. If it is your first year in business, God bless you. You've got a challenging year to do that. Yeah, good luck, right? But there's always opportunities out there. Whenever things are going bad in one direction, it creates opportunities. You know, one door closes, another door open kind of thing goes on. So being mindful of that and looking for the opportunities, I think, is one of the things that I think some of the small and mid-sized businesses can be a little bit more aggressive in that and a little bit more responsive and able to turn on the dime a little bit better than some of the big guys. So I think, you know, I've got to be kind of open to that. I don't know. There's just sorry, I lost my train of thought.
No worries. Yeah, no worries.
Ask me your question again.
Yeah. So we're talking about, how do small business owners best understand their operations? Because I think a lot of times that can be the key, right, to optimizing them is actually understanding where are the areas in which you can, you know, influence where you get raw materials or those types of things. And then I'll kind of dip into the supply chain after that.
Okay. Yeah. So I think in trying to understand, you know, where you are, it does help to understand where you're vulnerable. Right. So mm-hmm. What is your core business? What is it you're trying to do? And then how can what is going on around the world? And there's a lot going on around the world. Mm-hmm. You know, how can that impact you? And really being honest about that. So obviously, if you've been, you know, if you're one of those that has the good fortune to be having local supply, mm-hmm. That's going to play very nice this time of year. It used to be you kind of had to rely on the old patriotic view of, you know, you're a local supplier, mm-hmm. you know, think America, whatever, that is the kind of thing that kind of pulls at the heartstrings of some people, and you had to rely on that in years past. Now it's like, wow, you know what, that means if I know you're being supplied locally, I have more confidence in you, mm-hmm. that you're actually going to get your stuff and probably in a better place to deliver to me. So I think it's, you know, it's going to be more likely that I'm going to lean towards you because I feel confident you're going to deliver. And so if you understand that, or if you have the ability to put yourself in that position and then tell the world about it, I think that that's a helpful thing. If you've got employees, you know, if you're the way you're structured and if you're a manufacturer and you make goods and stuff and you've got the way your products are done. If you have like one plant makes one product line and another plant makes another product line, we've seen these situations where you hear of an outbreak of COVID or whatever, and it shuts the whole plant down.
Right.
Well, if you got one whole product line is made only at this plant and you shut that plant down, that product line is vulnerable. But if you're a little bit more diverse, if you've got, if you make multiple things at multiple sites and you have multiple places that you can make any given product, then now you've got that kind of flexibility. So so a little bit of that depends on, you know, some of that you can change quickly, some of that not so quick. But thinking through stuff like that, understanding, playing that what if game, what if, what if that did happen at this plant, what would that mean to me? And then of course there's the what if, and then what can I do to mitigate that? I think thinking through those scenarios well in advance, having a good plan, and kind of knowing what you would do if something were to happen, I think that's probably the, you know, the most important thing you can do.
The diversification of kind of how you operate, definitely.
When it both the diversification and just in general, just kind of thinking through the possibilities.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. More of a holistic type of strategy that you can go through these different scenarios to know, like, if this were to completely shut down this entire product line, what would that look for, like, for us? And as an organization, being kind of mindful of that. What about the things that you can't control? So say you are a retailer that's getting a specific raw material from a specific supplier that is really struggling to get you that raw material, knowing that a lot of small to medium businesses, they don't have a lot of extra capital or funds to go completely kind of make it themselves or redo the entire supply chain. What are some opportunities to kind of look at these challenges and, you know, be flexible within your strategy, like you're talking about?
Yeah, I think, so of course, when you come to this time of year, a lot of it has to do with, you know, you see a lot of advertising, a lot of steering, trying to steer the market in a certain direction. So I think if you understand where you're strong and where you're well positioned to do well, that's obviously very important. And knowing where you're weak and vulnerable, I think that's also important. So if you have the ability to kind of steer things in your favor, so to speak, and play on your strengths, and so there's the product mix kind of thing. But then there's also, if you have a way to get in the game early, you know, people used to the whole Black Friday thing and trying to have big sales and all that stuff. Part of that is to generate revenue, obviously. I mean, it's all about generating revenue, right? But the other part is, I want the sale now, not Christmas Eve, because it's so much easier if I know what I have. I have orders in hand today that I know I've got a few weeks to deliver. That's a whole lot better than you know, trying to get those last minute sales and trying to react on that. So I think this year, probably more than many years past, it's that, how do I make that sale happen earlier? And if I can influence that in any way with a sale or whatever, if I can influence that, then I'm that's a good thing for me to do. It helps give me a little bit of reaction, time to react. And I think this year in particular, that's going to be a key thing.
Yeah, for sure. And what would you say to a small business, maybe a restaurant or anything like that, that's really struggling with labor shortages right now? What are some strategies that they can do to overcome that or kind of work through it?
Yeah, now that's a big one. And I actually happen to live in an area that is a very touristy area. Mm-hmm. And we do rely on restaurants quite a bit, and they're struggling. They really have struggled to get good staff. And part of that, so there's a lot of things going on there. Some of it was a COVID related. And then there was some, I think some of the incentives that were done by the government to pay people who were out of work, they were slow to return to work. So when that happened, it really, the restaurants around us anyway, you saw a lot of folks that some of them quite frankly didn't make it. Yeah. And some of them were very, very, very aggressively and very quickly realized that, hey, I still got good food to sell. I can still do some pretty heavy takeout stuff. And so you see some of that, and then you see, you've seen people pop up with more outside dining and things like that. So it's thinking about what can you do? There's certain constraints you have from the government or you know, whatever. I mean, just the mindset of folks, you're going to be, there's things that you're going to have to deal with. But if you can come up with a plan to try to deal with the cards you're dealt and play mm-hmm. that, I think that's the best you can do. But that in the restaurants and stuff, that has been a big thing. Because yeah. so much of it, yeah, it's hard because you want to put a you know, for restaurants to be successful, it's usually the more people you can pack in a restaurant, the better you can do. Well, that doesn't play so well in COVID. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah. Our food and beverage community has certainly taken a hit throughout the last year and a half. And I think there's something to be said, building on what you said, just about customer transparency and the customer journey, and just really saying, you know, we are short staffed. That's what's happening right now. And it might take a few minutes longer for you to get your food, but we still hope that you can have a good experience here with us. So yeah. like you said, kind of just dealing with the cards you're dealt at that time yeah. and just being honest with your customers, I think goes a long way right now.
I think the one thing you have in your favor is that the country as a whole, probably the world as a whole, is mm-hmm. eager to get out there and get back to normal.
Right.
So any step that takes them a little closer, it makes them feel a little more like, oh, this feels good to be out and about. If you can do things to kind of help that, you're right. I mean, it's not going to be the same as it was just yet, but the more you can make it feel that way, the more people are willing to accept, you know, some of the inconvenience to get a little bit closer to normal. So there is a market out. There is definitely a hunger mm-hmm. to, I say a hunger, a little play on words there. A hunger to get out there and eat, right?
Are you hungry, Dave?
I am, that's right. No, but I was thinking, we're talking about the restaurant industry. Yeah, there is a hunger to get out there back in the restaurants.
Absolutely. No pun intended. Excellent.
Yeah. Well, this is totally pun intended.
Great. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when Dave and I come back, we're kind of going to dive into how technology can influence small and medium businesses and their overall operations.
If you are involved in any sort of digital transformation or business change initiative, you will want to download the 2021 Digital Transformation Report. With its comprehensive overview of business and technology trends and best practices, this report is a must-have guide for any transformation project or executive team. Download this free report by visiting Third Stage Consulting at thirdstage-consulting.com. You can also visit our website to learn more about us or download independent reports, videos, and other best practices. Again, visit thirdstage-consulting.com today to learn how to take your transformation to the third stage of success.
Welcome back to Digital Stratosphere Podcast. I'm Kyler Cheatham speaking with Dave Beldick from Third Stage Consulting Group. And we're talking about how small to medium businesses can prepare for a crazy and uncertain holiday season. So Dave, thank you again for joining us. Let's go ahead and jump back in. We kind of scratched the surface of the current landscape of what it's like to be a small business owner in 2021, December, globally. But I'd also like to talk about kind of how technology can help or even hurt in this, you know, in this holiday season. So knowing that you've worked to help implement a lot of different technology or digital transformations within small to medium businesses, what are some of the things that you've seen work during the past year within the pandemic for small businesses when it comes to integrating new technologies into their overall environment?
I think, you know, when you're trying to plan your business over the year, a lot of folks in years past, you know, there was a lot of reliance on, you know, this time of year in particular, you get into that whole seasonality thing. You have some history to kind of draw on, and I think you can use that history to give you some good insight. But you also probably, again, this year, probably more so than any other year, you really have to challenge that history and say, you know, is how much of what happened last year or even a year before that is gonna play out this year, or is it, you know, has the game totally changed for me? And I think being able to see that and understand the seasonal trends and trying to be able to unravel, if you can, how much of that was influenced by, you know, the past year, you know, the pandemic and all that, and understand how it changed the game and the rules for you a little bit. I think if you can kind of differentiate that and kind of see the impact of each independently, I think that puts you in a better position. That is not as easy to do as just looking at historical trends over the last decade. You know, that you can have a lot of technology to come into play there. But now when you see those same historical trends and try to apply it to this year, you have to ask yourself, but is it really true this year? And it'll all play out by the end of the season, but your goal is to figure it out now so that you can make the most of it. And that's a little tricky. It's not, there's not a magic, silver bullet for that one. It does take some good forethought. But I think you use the technology, you use the trends, and you question it, you challenge it, and you say, you really got to have a good head about what is it that I can apply, and what can I not really apply anymore.
Yeah, and that kind of loops back to kind of thinking through all of those different scenarios and kind of that forecasting piece of that. So knowing that sometimes a lot of our small businesses specifically have some challenges with data, is there a way to optimize that data, like you're saying, to kind of be able to analyze it in a clean and actionable way throughout this holiday season?
Yeah, that's a good question. So there's always a way, right? But the question is, what is the best way to get at that? And I think having that open dialogue with customers is really important. I think more so now than ever, I feel the need to stay on top of the news, mm-hmm. and understand the trends. And I'm not one who loves to look at advertising, all that stuff. But this year I pay attention to it because mm-hmm. you're starting to see what's hot and what's not. And it's what things work and who's doing well. So I guess I'm a little more open to the whole social media end of things too, and trying to understand just what people are talking about and what people are doing and what people are not doing. Mm-hmm. And I think it does differ in different parts of the country. So I think you got to kind of keep your eyes and ears open because it's an ever evolving thing. I mean, who knew a few days ago this Omicron mm-hmm. Mutant was going to pop up, and just how quickly that hit the markets and hit things like that. And so I don't know if there's another one of those around, but I think if I were in business, I would be thinking about, what if it hit here? What could happen? And it's thinking through that kind of stuff I think it's important to just be open to that.
Absolutely. And of course, with the emergence of the Omicron variant, since our audience is so global, we do hope everyone is staying safe in that. And it absolutely does immediately have an effect and a trickle down effect onto some of our small businesses as well. So say in that type of scenario where you may be, in South Africa preparing for another lockdown or whatever they decide to do, and you're thinking about, I am a small business, I do face-to-face transactions, I'm going to need a different type of technology to help me through maybe doing an e-commerce option or something like that. Is now the time to really think through that from a reactive perspective, or what would your advice be to those business owners that are contemplating a new technology?
Yeah, so of course, it comes down to where are you in your overall business health, mm-hmm. and if you've got the reserves and you can see that this thing is it's still got some legs on it, right? So it's not going to go away overnight, and we've seen plenty of indication that it can change in a negative way overnight. So I think if you've got the capability and you've got the resources to go after something that puts you in a better position from an e-commerce standpoint, I think it is worth pursuing. Obviously you can't run a business in the ground by putting in money in something, right? That, so you've got to be, you still got to spend wisely. But I do think that if you do it right, it can be helpful, not just because enduring this crisis, but do it in a way that when we come out of this thing, you're better positioned to really hit the ground running. So I think yeah, it does make sense. If you're in a position where you can do that, I would say it is worth going after.
And as hard as it is to be a small business owner right now, how do you make sure that you're making decisions, especially as a leader of the organization, out of more of a strategy mindset than a reactionary fear-based mindset? What are some tactics that you can kind of checks and balance your decision-making process to ensure like this is a sustainable option for my organization?
Yeah, good question. I think it is a combination of a short-term view and a long-term view. Right. So I think if you want to say, you know, look in the crystal ball, 5 years from now, where do I want to be? COVID's behind us. I certainly hope it is. But all that, you know, let's hope it's back to normal. Where do I want to be when we're back to normal and life is good and people are returning to normalcy and spending money? And what do I want to be? So what do I want to be when I grow up? Kind of question. And then say, okay, now, knowing where I want to be, what are the things that I need to put in place to help, one, help get me there, and two, what are the things that can help me immediately now? I think that helps balance the short-term need and the long-term vision. You know, just go with the end in mind, but do things now that will be most beneficial to you in the short term, but still contribute to the long-term plan. That's kind of how I look at it.
That is very well said and a perfect place to kind of lead this conversation. Any final thoughts for our SMB community out there as we go through, you know, kind of an uncertain holiday season?
Yeah, so we all rely on our employees, right, to do things. And we're going to, in many cases, we're going to ask them to do yeoman things during the next month or so. So I think keep your eyes and ears open to what's going on with them, involve them. And, you know, this is, if ever there was a time we have to troubleshoot a business, if you will, now's the time. And some of the best resources you have are your employees. So talk, I mean, open it up, talk to them and let's figure out, you know, you want them long-term, they want long-term employment. Let's figure out a way that to make it happen. So I think just having that open dialogue and being open and honest with everybody as you go through this is always a good thing, but particularly a good thing at this time of year because it is so crazy.
Excellent advice. You know, that employee company relationship has become really a critical piece to business success and strategy. So definitely a great point there. I will say if you would like more information on our small business content, please go ahead and head over to our YouTube channel. We have a whole playlist dedicated to just our SMB community. And Dave's contact information will be on our description here. If you have questions for him, he is a wealth of knowledge, obviously, and such a great asset to our third stage team here. So feel free to pop him a note and reach out. But Dave, thank you so much for being here with us today. We're so grateful for your great insights.
Thanks, my pleasure.
And just a reminder, we do have new episodes every Wednesday and some recordings on Mondays and Fridays. So please subscribe to our Digital Stratosphere podcast. Our sister podcast, Ground Control, is a longer form interview-based podcast. So please check that out as well. And thank you so much. I'm Kyler Cheatham, and we will see you next week.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.